It is Friday morning, and it's sunny. It's not real warm, but that's okay. We'll take a day without rain. In fact, this whole weekend looks pretty good. There is a chance of rain on Sunday, but today and tomorrow, both nice sunny days near 70 degrees, and that's why we wanted to get out of the studio and head out. We're at Chef Shell's this morning having breakfast. Thanks, everybody, who has stopped by. And sidewalk sales are today in downtown Port Huron. And joining us right now, the owner of Rubu Boutique in downtown Port Huron, Demaree Potter. Demaree, good morning.
Good morning.
We were just talking off the air about how long you've been downtown. It's been over 2 years now.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Good for you.
Just time flies.
Tell us about your store.
So we're a women's boutique. We offer all kinds of stuff. So we have clothing, shoes, accessory, bags, belts, you name it, we have it. And we try to base ourselves off of being a boutique that's not like other boutiques. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to walk into a store where you see stuff and you're like, oh my God, I saw someone wear that yesterday. Like, you want something that someone else isn't going to have. So we have a lot of different unique things that you're not going to see at all the other stores.
Well, and I think that's what's interesting about all the downtown merchants is that nobody is copying anybody else, and therefore you're not competing against each other.
Yeah, exactly. So we all work really well together. So there's me, now there's the men's store, there's Papaya Branch, Suzanne's, there's all kinds of places, and we all work so well together because we're sending people constantly to other places because it's like we're all like family. It's so weird because we all sell clothing, but we all are just like, okay, you go check out here, go check out here, because everything's so different down here.
Yeah, and so many you know, clothing stores, other boutiques, a wide variety of businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got, you know, Polka Dot Pandas, who sells children's clothing, and they do alterations. A Little Something has literally everything in that store.
Yeah, a little of everything. And ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. That's where they get me every time. And Grand Trunk, there's so many endless options. It's like you can find no matter what you're looking for downtown now.
Yeah. What's it been like watching downtown come to life over these last couple of years?
So it's so funny because I graduated from here. I moved away, and I'm like, I'm never coming back. This town is terrible, blah, blah, blah. And as we moved away, I'm like, okay, I kind of miss it. So then when we moved back, like, well, it makes sense to open up a business in Port Huron, you know, where we grew. Mm-hmm. And as I've been having my business here, we weren't normally downtown. So we moved downtown, and you see, you know, restaurants expanding, the rooftop bar happening, the hotels going in. It's just, it's so funny to hear all these people talk about how the revitalization of downtown is finally coming back. And it's nice to hear that.
What do you say to your friends that also left town in a huff and said, I'm done with Port Huron?
I say you don't know what you're missing, because, and it's not just because I'm like biased, because obviously I have my store, my family's here, but it's like you really don't realize how much is actually here until you're here. So a lot of our friends that come home for a holiday, they're like, whoa, when did that get here? I'm like, that's right, missed it.
So we got nice cool stuff. Places.
Yeah, where have you been? Oh, I'm not here, that's too bad. So it's kind of nice to kind of like not rub it in their face, but be like, this is what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, and to prove to them that, we're finally kind of on our feet here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't happen overnight, did it?
No. No. So it's really nice to see that. And all the people, you know, not that I'm sad the mall's closing. Not saying that. But it's just funny how when the mall came, downtown died. Now the mall's dying, and it's like completely coming back, and it's the place to be right now.
Well, I think what's interesting is the way that retail has changed. I mean, we don't shop the same way that we did 10 years ago.
No, absolutely. Like, I've noticed myself when I go into stores, not going to say any names, but going into certain stores, you feel like you're an inconvenience for people. Like, they don't want to help you. It's almost like you're bothering them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you go into not only boutiques, but locally owned stores, are people who have put their like sweat and tears into something. They honestly, genuinely care about you. Like, I have people that I call on a daily basis. I'm like, so how is prom? Like, you get like a bond with them versus going into a franchise store that you're just like, all right, can anyone help me or act like they care that I'm here or want my business?
Yeah. So. No, you're right. A whole different level of caring. And, you know, when you get out of your car and walk around downtown, you see so many different businesses that you might not have even known were there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, some of them are tucked away. I was just walking around the other day because when my business lets me out of my cave, there's all kinds of stuff. Like, the record store is amazing. Jeff in there is hilarious. Just to even talk to him is a great time. Yeah. And there's new stores coming in. You know, the men's store just opened up. There's a shoe store happening. It's just there's endless possibilities. And I think people walking downtown sometimes can even give them like a little inspiration to want to open their own thing too.
Yeah. Well, that is happening. People are looking around downtown saying, I'd like to have a store down here.
Yeah. Or you hear people say, like, we should do this. And I'm like, well, do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
awesome.
And there's help available too for somebody that wants to start a business, but they just don't know how or they don't have the resources.
Oh, absolutely. So when I started up, I was terrified. I know nothing about what I was doing. I just knew I wanted to do it. There's the Blue Water Inc. Professionals that I'm now on the board of. There's the Startups and Entrepreneurs with Matt Brooks. He is phenomenal. There's the EDA. There's the Community Foundation. There's all kinds of stuff that have grants, let alone just help or have string their ties with all kinds of people that can help you with whatever you're looking for. So that's really nice.
Where did you come up with your name? What does Rubu mean?
Okay, so Rubu is a name that my husband came up for me. Me and my husband have been together since we were 13 years old. So, But no, when we were little, he made that name for me. I don't know how he got it. He just mushed up a couple names, mm-hmm. and it always like stuck. And I never really wanted a boutique that was like Demery's Boutique or,
right.
you know, like the Pink Pony or something.
Yeah.
Like I wanted something that was yep. dear to my heart and that I liked. And so I, Rubu Boutique, it just like flowed off the tongue perfectly.
It's got a nice sound
to
it. Yeah.
Like, that's it. That's what I'm doing.
What are you doing for sidewalk sale today?
So all of our tops and all of our bottoms are going to be $20 today. And we also have a $10 rack sale. So it's some other like sweaters, you know, that are nice for like the boat season. Those will be out on the sidewalks. Everything that's on the racks outside is going to be $10. And then all the tops and all of the bottoms inside are $20.
All right.
Unless they're under that already.
Check it out. Where are you located?
We're located at 230 Huron Avenue in downtown Port Huron. We're like diagonal from Sperry's Movies House, okay. right across from Spa 223.
Great location. There's a yes, lot happening in that block, isn't there?
It's a lot of fun.
You're going to have a grocery store there soon.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that
just
is
walk
very
over
cool.
and get a sandwich. Not when I'm not eating at Chef Shelves.
there you go. Thanks for getting that in.
I love her.
It's a great place, absolutely. And it's not raining today.
No, I know. And like I was telling you, I think it's because all this rain is, like I said, I bought a boat. It's karma coming
it's
after me. It is my fault.
Your fault. Thanks a lot for buying that boat. I think the rest of the summer is going to be nice.
Yeah, I hope so.
Get out and enjoy the weather.
Yeah. Get a hold of that rooftop bar and all the outdoor patio with Fairweather Grill. Be able to enjoy it, hopefully.
Yeah. Fairweather Grill, which rumor has it, is open now.
Yeah. Open, yeah. I think, this week.
Yeah.
I think it opened on Wednesday or something.
Okay.
Or Tuesday, yeah.
Can't wait to check it out.
Yeah.
Demery, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by today.
Yeah,
really appreciate
so
it. Have a great sidewalk sale.
Thank you so much.
All right. Rubu Boutique, Demery Potter on WPHM.